The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Contrarian Investor Podcast, where we give voice to those who challenge a prevailing narrative in global financial markets. The podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing is intended as investment advice. Now, here's your host, Mr. Nathaniel E. Baker.
So today's episode is a short one. Very short, in fact, clocking in at less than 5 minutes. The gist of it is I have a soundbite from Jim Chanos, renowned short seller of Kinnikos Associates, speaking about China. And this conversation took place a couple of weeks ago at the Connecticut Hedge Fund Association. A recording of Chanos' speech that day was also posted to this podcast. You can go back and check it out if you choose to do so. Now, what's been going on over the last couple of weeks is that the market appears to be pricing in the chances of a trade deal between the Trump administration and China. It's one of the reasons that perhaps that markets have been a little bit more buoyant this month. Another big reason, of course, is the Federal Reserve and expectations of a rate cut at the next FOMC meeting. But Chanos here is saying that there are issues well beyond mere economics. And in fact, that the authorities in China are not even so much perturbed by the trade talks and the trade negotiations, but that there are other issues happening on a national security level that are vexing them much more. A couple of final notes on this recording. There are two individuals speaking over and with Chanos. One of them is yours truly. Another is an individual that I unfortunately was not able to identify. But it's just a couple of questions, and the whole thing really just takes a couple minutes. So here you go. Check it out. Enjoy.
I know everybody keeps saying, oh, this is, he's going to cut a deal before the election because he wants it. All I know is that if you look at the national security side of this, the Mike Pence speech from October, which put them clearly as the enemy. Clearly. They are the new Soviet Union. They are our enemy. The transversing the Taiwan Straits, the arms deal announced yesterday, the sending the American ambassador to Tibet. Nobody in New York or Washington is like, they're not paying attention. Right. That is driving the Chinese crazy beyond the tariffs.
Yeah.
And so that stuff
Tariffs are a sideshow.
That stuff is really, for the Chinese, that symbolism is far more important. So what we're doing on the national security side is actually inflaming things more than the trade stuff is. And so that's why I'm not sure this ends so easily as people think.
Yeah. Even if there is a trade deal.
Yeah, even if there is a trade deal on tariffs and soybeans, right. I think the Chinese now realize, at least under this administration, they're the boogeyman.
So there you have it, Chanos on China. Hope you enjoyed that little soundbite. Please let me know what you thought. You can email contrarianpod@gmail.com with your thoughts, or hit me up on the social media. Pod Contrarian is the Twitter handle. And let me know what you thought of this little mini episode. If you enjoyed it, and if you want to hear more of them, it's a lot easier to produce these than it is a full episode. So it certainly is not outside the realm of possibility to do others. That's all for today. Have a nice week, and look forward to speaking to you again next week. Thanks.
This concludes our podcast episode for today. We thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe to the podcast, follow us on social media, and get in touch with any questions or concerns at PodContrarian on Twitter, ContrarianPod on Instagram, or email contrarianpod@gmail.com. We look forward to speaking to you again next week.